And time for sports. The World Series all tied up. The Rays and Phillies each claimed a game in Tampa Bay this week. Tonight, they're supposed to play in Philadelphia, but weather.com says there's a 70 to 100% chance of rain through most of the day, though it should stop in time for the game. At least that's what they say. Howard Bryant joins us from Philadelphia. Howard, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Those first two games were close, but the Phillies, they put, what is it? They were 1 for 28 with runners in
scoring. 1 for 28.
My gosh, I've never heard of that.
It depends on if you're an optimist or a pessimist. If you're a pessimist, you say to yourself, we're going to lose this series because we had chances to go up 2-0 and we didn't. But if you're an optimist, you say, look, this is going to break through. 28 guys. We've had 28 guys on second base or better. And 28 opportunities, rather. And we only got through once. By law of averages, we should run away with this thing. This has been a very, very good series, very interesting. I thought the first game was a little boring, simply because in a 3-2 game, you thought there would be more tension, but there wasn't. Certainly not the matchup that the networks wanted. Of course, they wanted Boston-Philadelphia or Boston-Los Angeles or your Cubs to actually come through once in a while and help out. That didn't happen.
Oh, sorry. Wounded, yeah.
But this is definitely two good teams. I'm really looking forward to seeing what Tampa Bay does. I love their athleticism. I love the fact that for once in a while, we finally have some diversity on the baseball field. You actually have some African-Americans running around on the field. We haven't seen that in about 20 years. So it's actually really fun to actually see the game and all of its flavor.
Let me ask you about what could be the pitching matchup. 24-year-old Matt Garza versus 45-year-old Jamie Moyer. Mr. Moyer is old enough to be Mr. Garza's father, although judging by their performances in the postseason, he's not Matt Garza's father.
Matt, I am your father. Yeah, it's a very funny thing with Jamie Moyer because he keeps defying time. Although the way he's pitched in this postseason, it looks like he's going to have a lot of trouble. I really felt that the Rays had the advantage in this postseason for two reasons. Yeah. One was that I thought they were going to hit Moyer. I thought the Rays would definitely hit him. And the second reason is that with the next starter, Joe Blanton, who's going to pitch tomorrow as another American League guy coming over from Oakland, in that American League pitchers, when they go to the National League, they look like Bob Gibson, and then they go back to the American League, they look like Bob Barker. So I think the Rays have the advantage there. They're gonna really hit them.
Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com, ESPN the magazine, and ESPN the pain relief cream. Thanks so much, Howard.
My pleasure.
Have a good series. And this is NPR News.